That is something to be thankful for, isn't it? People who have found their way to our particular family in God's church, we celebrate you and so glad that all of you are part of this family here at St. Paul's. We all know what this Thursday is. Whatever your tradition, your family tradition, to have turkey, friends over, or if you're traveling, or if you want to watch the Lions and then take a nap. They're playing the Bears. It should be a game they can win. Or if you're doing something different, Thanksgiving is the gateway to Christmas. It seems to start earlier and earlier, doesn't it? But it actually is on its way for the late Thanksgiving this year. Thanksgiving is a day to remember to live in gratitude and thankfulness. It's a national holiday, but it's also a good way of life to live each day, not just Thursday, with God's gratitude. Any of you have personalized license plates? I've gotten in the tradition every year for my birthday, I get a personalized plate that says something that I either enjoy or some kind of message I want to kind of get out there on the roads, a creative way of self-expression. They don't throw rocks at me. These are two of the plates I've had in the past. Thanks, thanks, and thanks now, as in right now. It's a great reminder for me, as I come up to my car and see the plate, to be thankful for something. And I'll do a little prayer. Sometimes I'm hopeful that it is an inspiration to the car behind me. And if they're close enough to read my plate, I hope they're thankful that they haven't had to stop fast. That reminder helps me. It gives me a lift. And I hope as you think about how you're thankful, it will do the same thing for you. It's a time to pause, gather your thoughts, and be thankful. Be thankful. The early church in the years just following Jesus' death and resurrection, very young church, it was characterized by joy. All of the churches were celebrating that the Messiah had come and that Jesus had delivered them from all the things that were oppressing them in their lives. But that wasn't to say they didn't have troubles. Paul the Apostle, as we often call him, he went about the Mediterranean world and he started new churches. And he kept in touch with them through letters. One of the young churches that he wrote to was in Thessalonica, which is a modern-day Turkey. And he sent them this message. Be joyful always. Pray at all times. Be thankful in all circumstances. Interesting that Paul would be saying this to that little church, because Paul was a man who was persecuted. People followed him around. He was beaten, whipped. He was often hungry, sometimes without clothing. He had been stoned. Eventually, he would be shipwrecked. A lot of stuff that was really hard on him. He had given up status and wealth to become a follower of Christ. But he says, be joyful. Pray at all times. Be thankful in all circumstances. I don't know about you, but I cannot be thankful for all circumstances, because some circumstances just aren't very good. But I've learned how to be thankful in those circumstances, even the really tough times. There's always something I can find to give gratitude to God about. So we're talking about gratitude. Gratitude is more than just being polite or being nice or kind. That's good, but it goes a lot deeper than that. Gratitude is a way of loving God no matter what is going on all around us, no matter the circumstances. I'm going to give you four quick bites Ways that gratitude heals the world. Gratitude brings healing, and it brings you closer to God. The first one is that gratitude heals you. Gratitude will heal your fears, your worries, your anxieties, the different pains that you've suffered in life, annoyances. It gives you the ability to get out of your own shadow and see a broader perspective with thanks and draw close to God. So gratitude has this healing effect if you practice it on a regular basis. To another young church in Rome, Paul wrote these words: "Let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, changes start to happen. It's rarely fast, but as the progression goes on and you live closer with God through each day, month, year, your lifetime, the Holy Spirit does things inside you, good things, that change the way you look at your life. Your way of thinking is transformed by the presence of the Holy Spirit. Spirit is with us now in this community, and it transforms us through its healing, His healing effect. Gratitude is your way of opening the door to God's presence. If you wonder where God is, if God seems far away, I suggest you start listing your blessings, things you're grateful for, thankful for, and that will slowly open the door to God's presence for you. God is there, but sometimes we're not ready to hear God or feel God. It heals you. It takes this transformation inside of you and starts to cultivate all the great fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, and all the others. But gratitude is not just a matter of faith. Gratitude rewires your thinking and your health. Scientists study this. You know what an MRI is? It's a magnetic resonance imaging machine, circular, and you slide into it, and scientists can examine your brain as it is thinking. What they have found is that the parts of the brain scientists know are associated with happiness, joy, fulfillment. When people in the MRI start listing things they're grateful for, those parts of the brain just light up. So there's a neurological thing, and that transfers down into our entire bodies, our nervous systems. I've talked about that before, but it's an amazing healing that goes on. The number one characteristic of happy people worldwide, cross-cultural, number one is gratitude. If you are a grateful person, your chances of being happy and fulfilled skyrocket. This brings healing to you. Isn't that awesome that God has made our bodies to respond that way? You do good to others too. The second way that gratitude heals the world. You heal others through the way you live, the way you interact, the way you talk. It brings healing to them, and it's also good for you. Paul wrote to another young church and made this point to a church in Corinth, in modern-day Greece. For service you perform not only meets the needs of God's people, but also produces an outpouring of gratitude to God. Serving others is essential to loving God. If you want to love God, serve somebody. That's the surest way to God's heart. It honors God, and it benefits you as you're helping someone. I began doing hospital calls as a pastor when I was 21, you know, just the other day. And I would go into a patient's room with the express purpose of encouraging that person. I felt that was what my ministry was to the person who was in the hospital bed. So many times, though, I was the one who was encouraged. It was the person who was sick or recovering that encouraged me. It astounded me. It still does after all these years. The attitude that a patient has makes such a big difference in their healing. There's a book that Jay Heinrich wrote called Thank You for Arguing. The point of that book is, as you engage other people, even if it's an argument, you start to understand them. And you can start to get their perspective. And that can nurture the grace of gratitude in your life with them. Gratitude gives you another view. I like to say reframing. You take any situation, put a different frame around it, and that situation looks a lot different. So, let's say you're going to work. You're up, you're ready, you're running a little late. You get out into traffic, the commute is slow. And you have some wise guy saying, be thankful with him in the car in front of you. And you're thinking, I'm going to be late. How can I get around this traffic? People are cutting you off. And then you start to think about the demands that are going to be on you when you get to work. Maybe you didn't get all of yesterday's work done. And you have to catch up on that before you can get today's work done. Then you go in and there's that annoying coworker that just rubs you the wrong way. Then you have customers and clients and patients. And sometimes they're not presenting their best side to you either. It can depress you. It can get you down as you're trying to go through this. But if you reframe, you can see this all a little bit differently. Be thankful as you commute, even if you feel late. God, I am thankful I have transportation. I'm thankful that I can go to a job. As you start to think about what you have to do at work, God, I am thankful that I am able to contribute something and I get paid for it at the same time. That annoying coworker, God bless that person, even if it's through gritted teeth. Thank you for him or her or them, as the case may be. As a customer calls and is putting a lot of blame on you for something that wasn't your fault, be thankful that you have customers. By reframing, you're changing your perspective on how you see things. And that gives you gratitude, and that starts to heal you and others around you. Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta now, said, doing small things with great love changes the world. Do small things with great love changes the world. Gratitude is one of those small things. A third way that gratitude heals the world. Gratitude heals life's heavy lifts. Life's heavy lifts. When I say that, you're thinking of something in your own life or somebody that you care about. It's frustrating. It's discouraging. It's maddening. You feel helpless, perhaps. Gratitude can bring healing to your lift of that load. When we're thankful in all circumstances, even if they're not good circumstances, we give some of that weight to God. And God is more than willing to take that weight and to share it with you. I was under a lot of pressure a couple of weeks ago. My schedule was just out of whack, and I had to be here, then I had to go across town through all the traffic. And it was just getting to me. I was getting worked up about it, about how do I get there on time? How do I juggle all this stuff? And as I thought about it, a verse came to mind that Jesus gave us. And this verse just popped into my head. I'd read it many times, but the Holy Spirit was at work, and it just came to me so clearly. Jesus said, "Take my yoke and put it on you, and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest. For the yoke, the share of the load I will give you is easy, and the load I will put on you is light." There was a family, middle of the night, their house caught fire. They were able to get everybody out of the house unharmed, including the pets. But they're standing at the curb watching their house burn down as the firefighters are doing their best to save it. And mom and dad are just distressed. They're thankful their kids got out okay and the dog. But they're like, our house, it's gone. All of our stuff is gone. And one of the parents said, our home is gone. And one of the kids standing there at the curb in the middle of the night said, we still have a home. We just don't have a house to put it in. The way you have perspective on what life comes to you makes all the difference. If Jesus is helping you with your load, then you can have gratitude, not only for what you're facing, but what other people are facing too. And if we share that load with other people, we're fulfilling the law of Christ and coming closer to God. There's a proverb that says a man was complaining that his feet hurt. He was tired. And he remained in a bad mood until he saw a man who had no feet. And then he felt embarrassed and thankful. Gratitude builds your strength and your resilience. As the Holy Spirit works in your life, if you're in the Word on a regular basis, Scriptures will come to you, and they will be a gift from God, like this one was for me. The final way that gratitude heals the world is it heals your soul. It says in Ecclesiastes 3:11 that God planted eternity in the human heart. God created you with wiring so that when you are grateful, you get healthier, more productive, more satisfied. We are wonderfully made indeed. It goes deep into our souls. You're made for this. Gratitude reaches deep within you, but it also reaches heaven. It's very accessible. This God of ours, when we are thankful. So when you're in the traffic and you're annoyed, be grateful. When you're going to work and things aren't spinning so well, be grateful. When a loved one is sick or your feet ache or a relationship is strained or you have anxiety, be thankful. In the circumstance, maybe not for the circumstance, but for what God is doing to regenerate you and make you strong through it. Meister Eckhart was a great spiritual teacher from the 14th century, and he said, if the only prayer you ever say in your life is thank you, it will be enough. Not one time, but every day. If you make this an attitude of life, it will recreate you from the inside out. So you think about your list of all the things that you're thankful for. We're going to do an exercise where you're participating in this and connecting with God. On your chairs, there are these little white cards. I ask you to take one. There are pens at your chairs. I'd like you to take a minute and write a prayer of thanks to God. Whatever it is, God, thank you for, and then fill in the blank. Or any way that you want to express it, even a picture would be okay. going to invite our ambassadors to come forward again. We're going to take an offering, but this has nothing to do with money. Oh God, I will give you my offering of thanksgiving. Accept my prayer of thanks, O God. By giving our thanks to God as an offering, we are telling God we love you, we trust you, we need you. Heal us, heal the world around us. In your